St. Dominic's Catholic Church in San Francisco presents a homily by Father Christopher Wetzel on November 18, 2018, the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is taken from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 13, verses 24 to 32, proclaimed by Deacon Charles McNeil.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows. Neither the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. For the ancients, life was chaotic and mysterious. Why did some people get sick and others not? No one knew. Why did some crops fail and die and others not? It was a mystery. From where did the wind come and what changed its direction? Who could say? But in the midst of all this uncertainty, some things seemed unshakably regular. The sun rose every day, and the moon plodded through its phases, and the stars stayed fixed on their heavenly sphere. In fact, the perfect regular cycle of the heavenly bodies was seen as the source of order and regularity here on earth below. Hence the practice of looking at the stars to understand earthly events. And so the prediction that Jesus makes today is dire indeed. If the sun and the moon fail to give light, if the stars fall from the sky, if these most stable and sure things of the heavens collapse and corrupt, what hope is there for us here below? Nowadays, we like to think that we are better than the ancients. We have technologies that allow us to predict the weather and to cure disease and to harness the forces of nature. But technology also fails. Floods, hurricanes, and earthquakes still bring disaster. Fire, the ancient foe, still rages, and we are powerless over a little bit of smoke. And then there is death. Every one of us will sleep in the dust of the earth, sooner or later. And our physical technology is unable to prevent it. Our technology is ultimately powerless. And if that's true of our physical technology, it's even more true of our social technology, of our corporations, governments, and social networks. How much power do they have over malice and sin and evil? Just look at our elections or the strife in Britain right now over their Brexit to see the inability of our social technology to solve our problems. The wages of sin is death. Death comes even for kings, for CEOs, and even, as history tells us, to whole civilizations. When all hope is lost and all worldly powers fade and fail, where do we turn? Do we just lay down and die? No. For we already possess a great victory. At a time unsurpassed in distress since the nations began until that time, when even the powers of the heavens are shaken, you will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Heaven and earth will pass away. The words of Jesus will not pass away. His words will not pass away because his words are the truest words ever spoken. That love absolutely and entirely conquers sin and death. Good triumphs absolutely over evil. No matter what upheaval is going on around you, no matter the shifting fortunes of your circumstance, your acts of love, which have their source in Christ, are forever. By one offering of himself, one act of love on the cross, he has made perfect for us forever those who are being consecrated. That is to say, you, the ones whose names are written in the book of life. You have all been anointed at your baptisms as priests, prophets, and kings. And so you have been commissioned to fight alongside Michael, the great prince, on the winning side. And who would want to be on Michael's side? The Lord is ever before you. With him at your right hand, you shall not be disturbed. For now he waits until his enemies are made his footstool. And of that day or the hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, only the Father. So do not despair in the face of distress. Do not fear in the face of fire. Do not cower before the calamities in your life. Rather, look toward love and be the love of Christ in the world. No matter what things are in your past or difficulties in your present, you can always choose love. And love never fails. And then your heart will be glad, and your soul will rejoice, and even your body will rest in safety. Because love will not abandon your soul to the netherworld, nor will he suffer his faithful ones to see corruption. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united in a resurrection like his. In the face of catastrophe, you can either give up, which will save you in no way from suffering and pain, or you can be the love of Christ in the world, willing the good of others. So choose love, for love has already chosen you.